Well, if the most startling piece is the installation by Kathy Wilkes, which is a room-sized... you walk into the room and it's a huge emptiness in front of you, and in the distance, in the middle of the room, there is two supermarket checkouts. But before you get to them, there's a mannequin sitting on the lavatory, a naked woman with all kinds of things kind of draped from her head, including horseshoes and a seashell and burnt bits of wood, and one of her eyes is covered over by a deflated red balloon. And another mannequin stands as though she were picking up her shopping, really, at one of the checkouts. Full size, these things that have just been kind of dumped in the middle of the gallery. And she's got a birdcage on her head. This is all fairly typical from Kathy Wilkes, in a way. These kind of slightly wretched and traumatised maison-scènes, these tableaux, which are kind of about the awfulness of everyday life, I think. And you can't really tell whether the objects in them are symbolic or whether they're just kind of messy objects. There's all sorts of bits of food and bowls laying all over the checkout counters, as if, you know, someone has started eating while they're passing their thing, you know, through checkout. And all the spoons face the same way, that are sitting in these bowls and empty jars of food. And there's all sorts of other stuff laying around, but it's as if you've walked into a nightmare, really.
Okay, so Kathy Wilkes is one of the four shortlisted. What else is there?
Okay, well, the first artist one sees is an artist called Goshka Makuga, who frequently works with other people's art, and she's shown at the Tate before, and where she's trawled through the Tate's archives to and brought up all kinds of objects and bits of ephemera, letters and photographs that deal with art movements and individuals from the past. The Tate has a great paper archive, as well as its holdings in contemporary art, and, you know, as well as its collection. And in this case, in her installation, she has got photographs of the British modernist and surrealist artists Paul Nash and Eileen Agar, who throughout the 1930s and into the 40s were lovers. And she's kind of collaged together copies of photographs and surrealist little images by both these artists to make new images. And these are shown alongside some rather severe and strange sculptures of tinted glass and steel rails, which are in fact by a woman called Lily Reich, who was the lover and collaborator with Mies van der Rohe, the modernist architect in Germany in the 1920s and 30s. And these are all shown together, the collages on the wall and the sculptures on the floor. And also on the wall, it's a drawing that covers all four sides of the room, and it's a drawing of rain. The room is full of this thin, pencilled rain, which is extremely beautiful and really rather sad. And the whole effect is one of lost love and of, I don't know, love gone bad, relationship soured, and of the absence of these figures, who are now all dead, of course. So it's a bit of a rough ride, the Turner Prize show this year. It runs a sort of emotional and intellectual gamut. Runa Islam, a filmmaker, has three very different installations of her films, one of which shows an actress smashing crockery. Very nice 1950s and 60s, very dainty teacups and saucers and vases and plates are slowly edged off the corners of tables where they fall and shatter on the floor. And the protagonist, the woman who's doing this, is very po-faced as she engages in this kind of rather willful and cathartic act. I mean, it's the sort of crockery and stuff my parents used to have, and it's a great delight in watching it all be smashed to pieces. And another of her films, she returns to Dhaka, where she was born in Bangladesh, and films the rickshaw drivers. Her work is very, very varied. And finally, we get a lecture in Mark Leckie's installation. There's a 40-minute lecture of him talking about images and objects, and it was filmed at Tate Modern and at the Guggenheim Museum in New York. It's a bit of... Yeah, I found myself taking notes in Leckie's lecture. So he mixes up sort of ideas about language, and he's a professor in Germany, and there's a sort of He's lecturing and hectoring at us at the same time as we're supposed to be appreciating what he's doing as though it were art. And he's also showing films and some other objects on the wall. So it's a very varied exhibition this year.
Is it too early to say if there's any favourite to win the prize?
Well, there's always a bookie's favourite, and there's probably an artist favourite too. And for me, I would like to see either Gushka or Runa Islam win, both for the sophistication of what they do and the complexity of what they do. In a way, Runa Islam has got a longer track record, and I think really Gushka is only hitting her stride properly in this last 12 to 18 months. So either of them I'd be completely happy with. And but hey, I sort of care more about the art than I do about the winner, really. The winning is something else.